The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tainis Daf Lamed. The Rishonim on today's Daf discuss what happens when Tisha B'Av comes out on Mitzvah Shabbos. What's the Halacha with Havdalah HaKais? The Rosh brings the Shittas HaBahag that the Bahag holds that Havdalah is pushed off until Sunday night. And the Bahag says that even according to the Mandi Yomar Masechtas Pesachim, which holds that on a regular Mitzvah Shabbos, Havdalah must be made Mitzvah Shabbos or Sunday. And if Havdalah is not made by Sunday night, then one loses Havdalah that week. The Bahag holds that that's dafka in a regular week when Havdalah could be made on Mitzvah Shabbos Sunday. Masha Einkein, when Tisha B'Av comes out on Mitzvah Shabbos. So since it's impossible to make Havdalah, so B'chaygavna, Chazal were kiveya l'chatkila, that the mitzvah of Havdalah should be on Sunday night, and therefore, even according to the Mandi Yomar who holds, that generally speaking, Sunday night is too late for Havdalah, when Tisha B'Av comes out on Sunday, Havdalah ala kais is made on Sunday night. In fact, this that Havdalah was Nikvaf Sunday night is such a strong yisoid that the Zman Havdalah was changed to Sunday night, is that the Arach Reinim who holds that if one eats on Tisha B'Av, Chayla who eats on Tisha B'Av would eat without Havdalah, because they're eating before the Zman that was Nikval Pi Chazal to make Havdalah. We don't hold like that LaHalacha. We hold LaHalacha that somebody's a Chayla and is eating on Tisha B'Av, they make Havdalah before they eat. But Al Koponim, the Yisrael Hadavar Loite B'Hag is that Havdalah was Nikva for Sunday night, and even according to the Mandi Yomar who holds that generally Havdalah cannot be made so far from Shabbos, Mitzvah Tisha B'Av, Havdalah is made on Sunday nights. The Ramban argues, and the Ramban says Mamash Punt Fakert. He says that even according to the Mandi Yomar who holds that generally speaking, Havdalah could be made through Tuesday, that's Dafka when Mitzvah Shabbos was a Zman Roila Havdalah. When Mitzvah Shabbos, one could have made Havdalah, but he didn't have wine. Or maybe he was fasting at Haynes Yochid. Memelitz, the Zman Havdalah has Tashlumin until Tuesday night. Masha Ein Kein, the Halacha always is, when something goes Tzu B'Tayres Tashlumin, if at the moment of Chiyuv, one is not Chayiv, there cannot be Tashlumin. Therefore, Tainet Ramban, V'balta Mitzoy Shabbos, there is no possibility to go ahead and make Havdalah ala kais. So therefore, on this particular week, there is no chiv Havdalah ala kais. Havdalah is made b'tfila, and then Sunday night, there is no chiv to go ahead and to make Havdalah. The Ramban goes on to say that the Gemara in Bracha says that there was a tekufa in the history of Klal Yisrael when they were aniyim, and the Olam was unable to afford wine for Havdalah, and Chazal were Masakin and that Tekufa only to be Mavdal B'Tfila, not to be Mavdal Akais. Memela Zok the Ramban, that when Tisha B'Av comes out on Mitzvah Shabbos, so everybody is Aniyim, nobody has a Kais, we go back to that Takana, and therefore there is no Havdalah that week. Havdalah is made B'Tfila, and there is no Havdalah B'Kais, not on Mitzvah Shabbos, and not on Sunday nights. Lahalacha, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Kuf Nun Vav, that on Tisha B'Av night will make the Hayin Atzmat Shabbos will make a Boim Oy Ha'esh, and Mitzoy Tisha B'Av is Mavdal Al Hakais, one makes Havdalah Al Hakais, the Einan Mevarech Loyal Haner VeLoyal Abisom. Lahalacha, we paskin, as we all know, that on Mitzoy Tisha B'Av, before we eat, we make Havdalah. This Havdalah is made al Hayayin, and the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Dogma Ravava that although we hold the Halacha that the Isurim of the 9 days are extended until Asiri B'Av at Chatzais, And we also know that Mitzvah Shabbos Chazayin, Mitzvah Shabbos during the 9 days, L'chatchila, one does not drink the Kesh Shel Yayin themselves. Rather, they give the Kesh Shel Yayin to a Tinnik. Over here, Mitzvah Tisha B'Av is leichter, as we mentioned in a previous shir, that really Me'ikar Adin, the Zman Avelis is over. It's a minig to be mamshech weiter, and therefore we allow the mavdil, even though he's a gadol, to go ahead and to drink the wine himself. No tinnik is necessary, and the same way, if someone does have a tinnik during the 9 days proper, one drinks himself. Over here, we're not mahadar after a tinnik, like the goyin says over there, that really the iser bas of a yayin medina de gemara is by the Suda HaMafsekes. The whole thing to be marchiv this minig is the marchiv, the Isser Bos of the Yayin is only a minig. That's not the minig. The minig is that L'chatchila, during the 9 days, one gives it to a katan, and if one does not have a katan, they drink it themselves. And Mitzvah Tisha B'Av, one just drinks the wine by themselves. That Kheshal Yayin is not nichlal in the minig. We also paskin lahalacha that if somebody is eating on Tisha B'Av, a chayla is eating on Tisha B'Av, that they make havdalah on Tisha B'Av before they eat. The paskin on masber that since a chayla on Tisha B'Av is unlike a chayla on Yom Kippur we dan kol shir v'shir to give him pachas mikashir lechatchila. Therefore, to go ahead and be mavdal, drink pachas mikashir, you're not going to have k'tmolei lugbov, the whole thing's not going to work out. But since there is no chiv of pachas mikashir, generally speaking, on Tisha B'Av, for chayla, gomer, there's no chiv of pachas mikashir, memela, havdalah can be made, and the halacha is that havdalah is made before the achila. The shayla is, on what liquid should havdalah be made? And the lumdus of the shayla is that the Gemara says very clearly on today's daf that by the Suda HaMafsekes, one is not allowed to eat basar and one is not allowed to eat yayin, drink yayin. Tani idach kol shu mishum tishmav asur lechol basar v'asur lishtes yayin. It's also midina de Gemara to go ahead and drink wine by the Suda HaMafsekes. The Gemara goes on Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Tanya nami hachi kol oicha ba'oichal basar the shayse yayin betishbav all of akos of oimer tvatihi avinosam alat smeisa." Basically, drinking yayin by the Suda HaMafsekes is an iser chomer, and it could affect one's tchias hameisim. So the shaila is, how are we to understand? Is that halacha or sudas hamafsekas halacha? However, on Tisha B'Av, somebody who's not fasting does not have the iser of bas of yayin. Or do we say no? It's a kal v'chaymer. If erev Tisha B'Av ifnum by the suda mafsekas, baser and yayin is also midina de gemara. So when somebody is eating on Tisha B'Av, kal v'chaymer that baser and yayin is aser. And since Basar Yayin is also Mikal V'chaymer on Tisha B'Av, the person would have to go ahead and make Havdalah on Chamar Medina, on Sheikhar, on something else, not on Yayin. But if one to go ahead and make Havdalah on Yayin would be Asur Mi Dina de Gemara, and L'chayr what would come out is that if one only has Yayin to make Havdalah, one would rather eat without Havdalah than to do the Isser of being Sheikh of the Yayin. So that's the Shaila. And really, the shaila is, how are we to understand the iser of basar v'yayin by the Suda HaMafsekes? So, the emes is that the Briskirov and Sefer discusses this. And the Briskirov and Sefer says something very interesting, which also gives us a understanding of the various halachas on Erev Tisha B'Av and on Tisha B'Av itself. The Biskarov says in Sefer that Erev Tisha B'Av has the halacha of Aninus. The Gemara says that the Ben Hagai of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi was to eat the Sasuda HaMafsekes, in a oifin kemisha meisei mutar lefanav. Omar Rav, kachayim in hagel shrebi Yehuda bar Eloi, erev tishma mevien loy pascharevah b'melach, the Yoshev Bain Tanul Kirayim, the Oichel, the Shoysel Kitan Shalmayim, the Dime Kemisha Mesei Mutalofanov. Zotte Biskirov, the Vashtetin Dem Gemara is that Erev Tishabov has the Din of Aninus. An Oinin, Rahman al Tzlan, is Osir Bebosar, is Osir Beyayim, he's Mutter Bin Inus Hasandal. There's a Bezazundra Hanhaga of Shiflus of an Oinin. The Alocha is that an einin when he eats is ein a meisiv v'eichel. He doesn't eat beheseba. He doesn't eat derech hashivas. And that is the matzav of the Suda HaMafsekes. The Suda HaMafsekes is a aninus dika halacha. When the shkia comes on Tisha B'Av night, so then it's like the stimas hagelo. It's like the mace is buried. Aninus is over, and avelus kicks it. And avel is mutter basar liayin. Is also been Ilas Asandal. Memela, there's a switch between Avelos and Aninos at the Shkia. And that's why the Biskarov discusses by Arichos, the Sheikh, the Bechoik Sapaiskim, where the Rechitza is also Beshas, Suda Mafsekes, that it's the Gea to the Isser Rechitza Beshas Aninos. That's where the Biskarov goes. It's really it's a different shmuz. But Al Kolponim and the Gaelid Nenu is the Briskerov teaches up that the Hemshach, which takes place on Tishma of the afternoon, is we go from Aninos into Avelos. And that, the Emerson, is a Goyin. It's a Goyin in Simin, Tof Kuf, Nun Beis, where the Goyin is discussing the halachas of the Suda HaMafsekes. So the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Zayin over here says, Nogu Leishiv Agabe Karka B'Suda HaMafsekes V'Ein Tzorach Lachloitz Min Olof. One sits low, but one does not take off his shoes. So the Goyin asks, L'chayr, it's a steer of an Eubay. If one has Hilchas Tisha B'Av, shoes is Osir, and sitting lows, one has to sit low. If it's not yet Tisha B'Av, so then one can sit high, and one can wear shoes. One does not have to be noyge tishmav because it's not yet tishmav. Zok the truth, because the truth is hadeshen, the suda zu b'mokem aninus. That this suda is like the aninus of the avelus. The doyme kemisha makes him mutal lefanav. The tishmav zok the truth is hadeshen, zok the goyim, b'mokem avelus. The oinen, the aloch is enoy meisiv oichel. He's now to eat derech kovid. The ain oichel boss of loishay seyayin. The onush ain regilim beheseba. Since we are not masiv, ain shiflus asuda nicker elo agabe karka. Ukamashik asafti. Avol kol the ukamashik asafti brings a gemara later on a gemara in Ma'id Katan. Al kolponim v'shteito in goyin is the erev tishbav dizaninus tishbav gufa is avelus. So, l'chayra, what should come out from this halacha is that the Isser of Basar of the Ayin is only on Erev Tishrav, during the Aninus. Basha Enke, during the Avelus, once Tishrav already starts, Basar of the Ayin becomes back mutter for somebody who's not fasting. It's the same as the 9 days, and the same way Havdalah is Deicha the rest of the 9 days, so too it should be Deicha on Tishrav itself. And the Emes says that one can be Medayik Mestam in Rashi like this. Because on the Gemara we spoke out, the Gemara says, "Kol eichel basar v'shoyse yayim etishmav all of akosav oimer v'tiya v'yinoisem al atzmoisav." Zot Rashi b'tishmav kloimer b'suda hamafsekba. We're not referring to tishmav. We're referring to the suda hamafsekas. That's also the lashon of the mechaber in Tov Kuf Nun Dalet. The mechaber says, "Kol eichel basar, oishreis yayin b'suda hamafsekes olav kasa emir v'ati avei nasa ba'atzmoisim." Zot biskirov, because it's only also b'shasu hamafsekes. Someone who is eating on Tisha B'Av beheter is allowed to eat basar yayin, except for the regular minig of the 9 days. Let's have two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is if you have a person who is a chayla that we'd allow him to eat basa during the 9 days where it's only a minig. But had basa been a true isidra abana, we would not allow him to eat basa. Such a person, l'chayra, if he's a chayra, go ahead and eat basa on Tisha B'Av itself. And the other nafkamina is the yayin of Avdallah. And the briskirav was meiruba, that if a person is making Avdallah on Tisha B'Av, they're allowed to make Avdallah al yayin. In order to make Avdallah on Yayin, because the Isser of the 9 days is, the Isser of Erev Tishrav is over, and during the 9 days, during the 9 days, the Yayin Shal Avdallah is Mutter, because, well, there's no Tinnik, and the Vort is, because it's the Zman of Avvelus, it's no longer the Zman of Aninus. The emes is, that's Machlek Sapayskin. In the Sefer Tila Leyena, it brings a letter from Rabbi Yashav to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and back and forth. And Rabbi Yashav basically says that it's a machlokes apeiskim, and since it's a machlokes apeiskim, so it's better not to make Havdalah al Yayin. The Shaila is, so what's left? L'chayr, what's left is Chamar Medina. The problem is that it's very unclear, Bizman Azeh, what's considered to be Chamar Medina and what's not considered to be Chamar Medina. And to go ahead and have a liquid which is Vaday Chamar Medina is extremely difficult to find. If one makes Havdalah on a liquid which is not Chamar Medina, it's a Shalav of Brachel Vatala for the Birkas HaMavdol. So, Rav Yashiv himself says that one could make Havdalah on beer. Rav Chaim wrote back to him, and he says that in Bnei Brak, the minig is that they do not treat beer like Chamar Medina. The Chazish was Chayshas, not Chamar Medina. And Rabbi Yashiv says that the Eitzah is to go ahead and to make Havdalah on grape juice. Grape juice does not have the halacha of Yayin, Me'ikr Hadin, what's negated to Basar V'Yayin, to an Einin, or by Suda, or during the 9 days. We grab the Machmer L'chatchila, as the minhag is to be Machmer, on grape juice. But the Din of Shaisa Yayin is not knocked on grape juice, and Rabbi Yashiv's Eitzah is to go ahead and make Havdalah on grape juice. One search from Rishleim Mezal, and Orbach Satzal also, that to the Eitzah to make Havdalah on grape juice, and there are many Paiskim who will tell you to go ahead and make Havdalah on grape juice because you'll have that you'll have the one is not Bechlal, the Chol Eichel Bosav Shai Siyayin, because Lamai Siyayin Migitoi, so since it's not Meshakar yet, so therefore it's not a true Yayin. And that way, we'll be seimach on the Biskarov and the Goyin, who hold that Basav Yayin is Mutter Medina on Tishrav. It's only also from the Minig of the 9 days. And to be Chayshish L'chumra, we'll have grape juice, we won't have wine, and then we don't have to get into the planta of whether Bizman Azeh Sheikhar is Chamar Medina, or Sheikhar is not Chamar Medina. I just wanted to Messiah, it's a very geshmaker ritva. With the Ritva over here, the Gemara says the Kol Eichel Basav Sheisa Yayim Tishrav. So all of Akasav Eimer Vatiyah Veinoisim Alatzmeisav Zok the Ritva Pirush Ein Latzmeisav Tchiyah B'Tchiyas Hamesim. That it means that it affects his Tchiyas Hamesim. So Zok the Ritva Mamash a fascinating Zach. The Ritva says that also love it is going to be two Tchiyas Hamesims. One Tchiyas Hamesim is the Pasha Tchiyas Hamesim that B'Yayim Hadin Agadol. There's going to be the Pashta Tchias HaMesim. But he says, Zok the Ritva, that Chazal tell us, the Kol Mis'avol Yishalayim is Zeich HaVerei V'Simchasa. Kol Mis'avol Yishalayim is Zeich HaVerei V'Simchasa. What happens to all those Yidden throughout the Deiris who were Mis'avol Yishalayim? So Zok the Ritva, that is going to be a special Tchias HaMesim. V'Oysom Shemesu Begolos V'Chiku LiYeshua. And the poskas Ashrei HaMechakev Yagia LeYomim, that they're going to have a special Tchias HaMesim. I don't know if it's a Tchias HaMesim they're going to stay alive, or it'll be a temporary Tchias HaMesim, but I'll call upon them, they're going to have a Tchias HaMesim in order to witness the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And on that Tchias HaMesim is what this person is not Zeche. But I'll call upon him, Vashteta is a Gevaldik Azach. That every this that we say called Masal Yishlayim Zeicher Roy B'Simchasa, there's going to be a special Tchias HaMesim B'Shas the Binyan Bayis HaShlishi, in order that those who are Masal Yishlayim should will be Zeicher to see the Binyan. The Eibusha should help us that we should attack and be from the Mis'alum al Yerushalayim, and we should be from those who are Zeicha V'Rei B'Simchasa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.